leaders on day one of the Donegal International Rally, live on Highland Radio in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny, where tonight, Friday, it's Rhythm and Sticks and the Whistling Donkeys.
Well, it's time to wrap up the end of day one action from the first six stages of the 2019 Jewel Donegal International Rally. And it has been an exciting day's rallying with the competitors, taking on 77 stage kilometres as they head back now to Park Fermi in Letterkenny after those opening six stages. And at the head of the international field, it is the 2014 winners of Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle, who lead by just under a second from Craig Breen and Paul Nagel in the championship leaders, and both, of course, in WRC Ford Fiestas. As for the national, it's just as intriguing and just as close. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty have a 1.2 second advantage over last year's champions Ian Barrett and Paul McGee. So it's all to play for at the head of both rallies at the end of day one. But unfortunately, as we do every year, we lose some of the big names on the event, and the biggest so far today came before the rally action even got underway. Donna Kelly and Connor Foley in their WRC Ford Focus pulled in at the side of the road before the start of special stage one, and mechanical failure resulting in the car not going much further. They never even got on to stage one. They couldn't even complete a kilometre of that opening stage at Mouldy Hill. Huge disappointment for Donna Kelly, as his hopes and journey of trying to find another Donegal one will have to go on for another year. Ken Block, the American superstar, is here in the Escort Cosworth. He had an excellent time on stage one, but unfortunately for him, come stage three, which was Dewish in Manor Cunningham, the American beached the Cosworth in the ditch and couldn't get any sort of traction to get out of the ditch and continue on day one. But his day coming to an end. But don't be sweating, Ken Block fans, because he will be back on the stages tomorrow morning in under Rally 2 rules. Gary McPhillips was fighting it out at the head of the National Rally. He was trailing the leader, Ryan Loughran, by just a couple of seconds. But unfortunately, from Gary's point of view, at the very last stage of the day, stage six, he went off the road and his rally has come to an end. And we've also lost the Donegal Motor Club chairman today as well. A role for Brian Brogan and Damien McGettigan on one of the earlier stages, resulting in their event also coming to an end, and a disappointing one on day one too. So that's just some of the stories away from the battles at the head of the field. And let's look at those now. We'll go to the international. Declan and Brian Boyle in their Ford Fiesta WRC with an unofficial time over the six stages of 39 minutes, 9.3 seconds, and they lead from Craig Breen and Paul Nagel by just under a second. 0.9 is the difference. Sam Moffat and James Fulton in another Fiesta WRC are not too far away, just 1.6 off the pace of Breen, and that means after six stages, it's extremely close. Just 2.5 seconds separate the top three. Magnificent racing on the opening day. Callum Devine and Brian Hoy in the Ford Fiesta R5. What a day it's been for them. They led after the opening two stages with a blistering time in Mouldy Hill, and then, of course, onto Ingrainan as well. But the WRC started to pick up pace as the day went on. Callum Devine leading the R5 category. He's fourth overall. He's just 13 seconds off the pace of the leaders. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in their Impreza S12B. They suffered a puncture on the last stage, but they didn't lose too much time. About 18 seconds or so to Boyle. They're fifth overall and they're 11 off the pace off Devine. Josh Moffat and Keith Moriarty in the Hyundai i20, second in the R5 class, sixth overall. And then we've got the defending champions, Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, out in an R5 Hyundai i20 for 2019, seventh overall, and they're just 12.3 off the pace of Moffat. Watch out for Kelly and Barrett tomorrow morning. They are, of course, going to Manus Kelly's back door in the opening stage in Garton. Cathal McCord and Barry McNulty sit in eighth position. Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson are ninth, and the top ten's wrapped up by Seamus Leonard and Paul McLaughlin in their WRC Focus, having a steady run. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble, they're outside the top ten, having suffered a puncture and lost a lot of time at the start of the second loop earlier. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea in their Ford Fiesta WRC are 12th. The Fiesta has been misfiring. They hope to get it sorted in service ahead of day two tomorrow. tomorrow. Niall Maguire's 13th, PJ McDermott 14th, and Declan McGrory sits in 15th position. That's the top 15 at the end of the opening day. Just outside of that, Eugene Donnelly's still going, and indeed so is Aidan Ray as well. Let's hear now from the rally leader, Declan Boyle, as he headed into service after the end of the day. He spoke to Highland's Chris Ashmore.
Declan, it's been an up and down day. The league keeps changing hands, but you must be very pleased.
Very pleased to be here and to be ahead of Great Green. Brian's doing a brilliant job here. A couple of wee issues on the stage in there, you know, tyre wise, and you know, on the first about there, a couple of corners right, a bit wee bit too early. So a couple of bits of August like that.
So even better to come.
Even better to come, and we feel there's more left there, yes, too. It's all about getting the right tyres right.
That was Declan Boyle. A bit noisy, of course, in that Fiesta WRC, but he leads the way at the front. Moving on to the national side of the rally. Ryan Lockhart and Gareth Doherty in their Mark II Escort have a 1.2 second advantage over Ian Barrett and Paul McGee, the defending champions in the Darien T90. It's going to be interesting from the outset tomorrow as they go to battle. Damien Tourish and Donal McAlinney is looking to get into the mix as well. They are 6.9 down in their Mark II Escort, third overall. Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan are leading class 14, fourth overall, a first they're 13 adrift. Kevin Eaves and Chris Manley will be looking to gain some time tomorrow. They are sitting in fifth position, just shy of half a minute down on the leaders. Kevin Gallagher and Jared Gallagher, or Callaghan, excuse me, rather, are sixth overall in their Darien T90 GTR, just six off the pace of Eaves. Former winners Damien Gallagher and Mike Walsh, seventh overall. Mark Alcorn and John O'Donnell and another escort, eighth overall, just 11 behind Gallagher. David Bogie and John Rowan, well, they're off the pace a bit, and David knows that himself. He's looking to up the Ante tomorrow in the left-hand drive Escort, ninth overall in the National. And wrapping up the top 10 is Declan Gallagher and Derek Hina in that Toyota Starlet. They lost time at the start of the second loop earlier today, and they're hoping to be back on the pace come tomorrow morning. Their times in those last couple of stages have been very, very good, very impressive, not too far off, setting the second quickest time, actually, if I look at the times in front of me, on the last stage of the day. So obviously a bit of time lost earlier, but they're hoping to get under the mix come tomorrow. Outside of that, David Condell in the Escort's 11th, James Stafford 12th, then the McGettigans of Kyle and Dale 13th overall, Damien Toner is 14th, JF Shovlin 15th, Paul and Carol Reader in 16th, Frank Kelly 17th, Michael Carbon 18th, Barry Mead 19th, and John O'Dogan in 20th overall. Now there may be a slight change there due to Gary McPhillips' accident. There was a number of crews stopped on the last stage, so they may get the time of the driver before Gary McPhillips, so there could be some changes in places come later tonight or as they go to start tomorrow morning. But outside of the top 20, Johnny Jordan's leading class 13, still going. John Boner's 23rd, J.R. McDade 24th, Stuart Darcy 25th, Michael Dunlop 26th, and Wesley Patterson and Johnny Baird sitting on 27th, and the list goes on. There's still a lot of crews involved in this rally as they go today to tomorrow, and there's eight stages to come. Big ones they are as well. Garton and Glen tomorrow morning, they will be done twice, and then the Mighty Knock Alla, followed by Cairn Hill, will run in the afternoon and evening time. And you can, of course, recap on the action from today by going to the sports section of our website. That, of course, is highlandradio.com, and you can follow all the action tomorrow as well, on air and indeed online and on our social media platforms as well. Day one's coming to an end. The leaders are in the National, Ryan Lochran and Gareth Doherty by a second and a half, and at the head of the international field, 2.5 seconds separates the top three. Sam Moffat's third, Craig Breen second, but the man out in front is Declan Boyle.
Highlands coverage on day one of the Donegal International Rally comes to you in association with the all-new Voodoo Lounge, Letterkenny. Playing live tonight, Friday, it's Domino Effect.